for the variance request. The staff noted the construction and issued the applicant a stop work order requesting that the construction cease until such time that a Division I permit is issued and a decision has been reached upon the variance request. The applicant has since ceased construction once they received the stop work order. The applicants have indicated that they're seeking basically again the setback variance, which would allow for the construction of this 300 square foot or 12 by 25 detached garage. The applicants have basically, and really it's a variance primarily for a corner that would extend into the setback area. The applicants have indicated that the building will have a 3-foot wide side door, so along this side, and basically in order to provide enough space to safely use the door, they have left a little bit of a space between the garage and the stairs here. The applicants further indicated that due to the unusual shape and topography of the lot, it's impossible to strictly adhere to the 12 and a half foot setback requirement. One thing I did want to bring up on this one, in this instance, the platted location of the road right away is here. And so one of the reasons we have the issue, it is because their property lines, and it may not match up with this exactly, but we've got a property line that's here, but in reality, the road's completely over here. And so in this instance, the roadways, unfortunately, don't really match up very closely with the platted right-of-ways. The staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request case number 2016-4V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of 4 feet from the side property line adjoining Bradford Way, allowing for the construction of a new 12-foot by 25-foot detached garage, which will be located 8.5 feet from the property line in question. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a couple of pretty brief videos here. I don't know if it shows up too well in this video. I think it's the next one. We've done a quick 360 here. The next video, I've actually tried to zoom in a little bit, and it's a little easier to see. Here's one pin, basically, and I zoom in here. I don't catch it for a second, but the other pin's basically right there where that pole is, and so where we have an issue is essentially right at that corner. We don't really have an issue anywhere else but that corner. Yeah, that's all I have.
Thank you, Bob. Tim, please come forward and present your project. And your request.
The reason why I came over is this whole development at one time was mine. I sold most of it off in 2005. I had about 10 lots left in there. These are the last of the lots I've sold in there. And sold this lot and built a house and went through the permit process for Mr. Breyer and everything like that. when we got down to putting the garage and everything in, I was busy, and he'd been working with the subcontractors anyway, so he was just going to go oversee the garage building and stuff like that. And so I went out and did the layout and helped him do the layout on the garage. We realized we had a space issue. And you can see by some of the aerials and some of the photos that there's no adjoining lot right there. And the roads are 50, 60 feet away from the area. So it's really not affecting anyone or any safety hazard from coming up to a corner. Because we all know our normal setbacks are 25, 7, and 10 on this corner lot. And it being so narrow on that side, it's 25 in the front and 12 and a half on the back, which really shrinks it down for as far as the usage. So I got a hold of Bob and Scott and talked to him and said, hey, what do we need to do here? And so he actually wanted a 30-foot garage in there, and we shrunk it back to 25 and 12 just to get enough room to in there, because that puts us back within the normal lot of a 7-foot variance. We're 8.5 feet off that corner property line. And I told him, I said, it's best to be conservative than not. The main reason I'm standing here in front of you today is I got the information for him, got the variance for him. Mr. Brower went and filled it all out, came over and filed it just like he was supposed to. The problem is there was a little miscommunication. He thought he could go ahead and build, and that's why he started. And I don't know if that's my fault, his fault. We didn't talk good enough, but he thought he was doing what he was supposed to do. He thought he did everything he was supposed to do, and he could go and build. So I want you guys to know that he wasn't doing it maliciously, did not have any idea that he couldn't go ahead and proceed on construction. Bob came over. I actually pulled in about the same time, and we realized the problem that we had. They asked him to stop, and he immediately quit construction on the project, complied with everything he was asked for and everything. So outside of the confusion and his misunderstanding on when he could start, I think he's done everything he's supposed to do. It's a very tough lot to get in there and be able to use it and get any kind of garage there at all. It's still 8.5 feet off the property line. And you can see it doesn't get any close to any road, and there's no other lot in there. That the roads are in the wrong place. This part of the development was put in after I sold it, and the Bradford had it, and they didn't follow a whole lot of guidelines, to be honest. So yeah, I don't think it really is going to be a safety hazard or an issue for an adjoining lot or a neighbor. And hopefully you guys can see that, and hopefully you understand the misunderstanding on Mr. Brower. It was not intentional, and that's really all.
Thanks for sharing that with us, and I think you know, explained that it's not a safety hazard, and I think you also brought up a hardship being the size and
sure.
shape of the lot.
It definitely is.
Well, good. Thank you, sir. Okay. Oh, excuse me. Do we have any questions for Mr. Brower?
No.
I mean, Mr. Friend.
We're good? Thank you much. I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the variance request.
I would second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the request. Discussion?
The only discussion item is that the platted road is not where the road is at, but the odds of that moving in that development is probably slim to none, so I think it's safe to say that the way it is now, it's going to stay that direction, is why I voted for that.
That's a pretty safe assumption.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just to make that comment.
I'm glad that you made it and we got it on the record. And I also do not see any harm to any form of precedent that would affect any other lot in this instance.
And I think Tim gave a good explanation of the process.
Right. Well,
went through.
We'll see if we can forgive him here in just 1 minute after we vote. Go ahead with the roll call vote, please.
Okay. Dan Boone?
Yes.
And... Mark Weiss?
Yes.
And Howard Kitchen?
Yes.
Your motion has passed. You have your variance. And all is forgiven. Thank you for complying. And I think you know what you need to do next, right? Thank you all. We've got a little more business we need to do, gentlemen. Does anybody need a break before we get into this?
I'm good.
Hearing not, we'll go ahead. The next item of business is the election of the 2016 officers. And Bob, why don't you tell us how many members that we've got and what the rules are if you're not here, how we can nominate you.
Well, we currently have five members. Unfortunately, we do have one member, when I looked at the attendance, we do have one member that hasn't made it to a meeting since April of last year.
2015?
Yes. I did not realize that it
actually... Actually, we found our president.
I didn't actually realize it had been that long, so...
Yeah, but there's the problem that lies herein. And Tony Mullins is a current member, and
yes.
Tony's not here.
So what is the current slate of officers? Is your vice chairman and...
I'm the vice chairman, and our chairman resigned. Did he move, Sean Pingleton?
But he's still here, but with his new job requirements, he's not allowed to really do things outside of his employment.
Oh, kiddo. And but he's also been removed from this. The resignation's been accepted, or we wouldn't
yes.
have five other members.
I thought you said, did he move?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I did say, did he move?
Okay.
So
but I just wanted to be clear that we couldn't consider him for president again. Sean certainly has a lot of experience with his background in planning and zoning.
Yes, definitely.
And I didn't get here early enough to ask Dan this, but I'm going to nominate Dan Boone to be our chair.
Well, are you? You've done it in the past. Are you moving?
I'm going to be moving, and okay. I'm willing to serve in some respect. But I think we need to get somebody new in here, and I was hoping that
I'll be glad to. The advantage I have is I can be here every
month. And I know Dan well enough that he's only been here for two meetings right now, and I know Howard could. It's Howard, right?
Yes.
Could do it as well, but. This is your first meeting, and it's really difficult for me to make this.
I've got twice the experience.
I know, isn't it nuts? But I'd make the motion that Dan Boone be our chairman for this coming year.
Do we need to include a vice chairman in that motion?
Yes, there needs to. Well, it'd be,
I think it's probably separate.
Yeah.
Separate.
Yeah.
I would second that motion.
There's been a motion made and seconded to put Dan Boone in the chairman seat for current year. Correct? There are 1 year. We do this every year, right?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
We're not going to let him talk anymore, so go ahead and let's vote. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Congratulations. Thank you. You'll be our chairman. And now you can take over this meeting. And
well, we need to vote for a vice chairman. Beings, you're going to be moving. Howard. How would you like to accept the position of vice chairman? Responsibilities would be in the event that the chairman is not at the meeting that you will conduct business.
I'd be glad to accept that.
Make a motion to put Howard as the vice chairman of the Board of Adjustment.
I will second that.
There's been a motion and a second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Howard is now the vice chairman.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Is there any other business?
Yes, there is. We've got to do the minutes and old and new business.
Do we have a copy of the minutes in this packet?
We do.
Last meeting was held on April 20th, 2016. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes.
Any changes or modifications to the minutes?
No. I would make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor to accept the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there any old business for the board?
The only business I would really have is there will not be a meeting in August. The deadline was yesterday, and we didn't receive any applications, so...
So that means there's no new business.
So no business for August.
Any parting comments from our esteemed chairman?
Well, that would be you, sir.
Previous esteemed chairman.
I'm just wondering where we're at on any of these potential lawsuit situations, if that can be discussed. I'm not sure.
We probably need to do that more in a, I don't know if we do closed session, but.
Yeah, we can't really. Yeah. Some of it's ongoing litigation, so we can't really talk about it in open session.
We can do that at some other time.
Well, the commission's attorney did indicate that if the board wished to speak about it, that he was open to to coming and speaking with the board in executive session. If there's an interest, he said he would be happy to appear, and we would literally hold a closed or executive session.
I think that would be a smart thing for us to do and to have him.